I'm not numbers now. I'm all about the feels.
All about the vibes.
How we doing?
I'm taking better notes today, huh?
A little bit.
Oh, you got material, huh?
Dr. Lovello.
Yeah, no, I wish I did. I wish I knew all those terms, but I don't. Yeah, we can start off with Ketel Marte. I know you guys are curious about him. Not in the lineup today. For right now, he's day-to-day. He's had the left hamstring spasm. He's continuing to be examined over these past 24, 48 hours. We're just trying to get a gauge as to how he's feeling. Obviously, we want to get him back on the field as soon as possible. We can't. Got to be a little cautious through this whole process. I know that you guys had a chance to speak to Nick Ahmed. He had his procedure. I don't know exactly, he probably told you enough, so it gets me off the hook is to explain exactly what took place. But, my conversation was that we were, just walking through the process for him and what the next several months look like. Bottom line, he's going to be healthy for spring training. And a good health is always what everybody's hoping for as an athlete. And I'm no different. I just want these guys to be healthy so they can go out there and perform. And I know he's been just grinding for a long time with the pain in his right shoulder. So now that that's gone, he can continue to move on and press forward. J.B. Bukauskas threw a bullpen today. I don't have the number of pitches. And we'll have an eye on throwing a live on Tuesday. Casty threw out to 60 feet yesterday, and that was the first day of him throwing, and he said he felt just fine. So we'll continue to progress with him.
Having to keep him back as much as you try to get back on the field.
Yeah, this is always a hard position for the manager to be in, right? My instincts are telling me to, run and go and put one of our best players on the field at all times, but we've got to just be smart and cautious through this whole process. He and I sat down today. He wants to play, but we're pulling him back for the right reasons because we need him for the entire season. What I expressed to him was, I think it was 2 months. It might have been more. I don't know the exact number, but we missed him for over 2 months of baseball last year, and I don't want that to happen again. Yes, I know. I told you guys right the other night. So my I did. I was wrong with that. So it's a left hamstring spasm. Correct.
Can you walk us through the roster moves today? Buddy Kennedy promotion and McCarthy, Valtorino.
Yeah, first of all, with Jake, he had some good games for us, and I felt like the at bats were going to maybe get a little bit more lean for him, and just to get him back and getting into that rhythm and getting the consistent at bats at this point in time for him was the most important thing for us as an organization. Player never likes to hear that because he'd rather stay here and get a start or two a week and have the ability to help us win games inside of those starts. But I felt that the roster construction was a little bit more balanced with 5 and 5. We knew that there was potential with Ketel maybe missing a day or two that we would need an extra infielder. And I just think overall 5 and 5 fits this team better with the position player breakdown between infielders and outfielders. Buddy deserves this moment. He's worked hard. He's been grinding through the minor leagues and has never, ever doubted the teaching and coaching that he's gotten, and he's improved every year, and he's ready for this opportunity. I know he's excited. He's got a ton of family members that are on their way here right now, and we're all excited for him. He's a great story for this organization.
So would this be a situation where you went to the front office and said, I need more infield, outfield balance, and they responded accordingly?
I wish I could say it works like that. We have a lot of open conversations. I don't feel like it's my job to make those demands and say, this is what I want and this is what I need. I'll just express to him during the course of a game where I felt a little vacant or felt like we could have used something different. And then I let them make the decisions. I think that's how it should be. We have baseball conversations starting at 11:30 every day that last about an hour and a half. And through those conversations, we're just talking about what's happened the day before, what could be happening today, what some of the projections are, what some of the thoughts are. And they pick up what I'm putting down for sure. And I'm able to express myself the best way that I can. But to make the requests, it's just not in my nature. And I don't think it's really a part of my job to say, this is who we need and this is what I expect. I might throw a little nugget their way every once in a while, to be honest with you, just to give a hint or two. And they get it. They're pretty sharp. They're about 10 feet ahead of me no matter what I'm doing every day anyways.
When it comes to Buddy story, played on Mike Trout Field.
Yeah.
What's kind of your favorite part about his story as you've gotten to know
him? I know he's a kid. He's a New Jersey kid, right? And I always appreciate his attitude and his work ethic. He just was so accepting of all the coaching. And I wanted to make sure that I expressed that when I was talking about him the first time. Buddy has been challenged in a lot of different ways, and I think there's a lot of different versions of what you'll hear, but he was asked to do certain things with his agility and his movements, and he accepted that, and he worked his butt off. So I don't have a great Buddy story. The one that I could probably refer to is, I know it was his first year in the system, and I was talking to player development, and I had asked J.R. House at the time, who was not necessarily the finest prospect we had, but somebody that is deserving a lot of your consideration. And Jared was our field director, our field coordinator at the time. And he gave me a pitcher and a position player to name by name in front of the whole group. They didn't know that I knew that they were there. And Buddy was sitting right where Jack is. And I said, you know, consider yourself, consider yourself a part of this organization and work your butt off as hard as somebody like Buddy Kennedy has. And I saw him almost fall over in his chair. So, and like he got up and ran afterwards. I didn't even get a chance to say hello to him. You know, he's like, oh my God, let me get away from this attention. So that's probably my favorite Buddy story, that I kind of had that triggered and I had in my back pocket. He had no idea that I was going to single him out in the entire group. But I like to do that. He deserved it. He was getting that consideration because of somebody giving me some advice. And he's obviously responded.
Torrey, does Buddy know that you and his grandfather both played for Buck Rogers?
Oh my God, I didn't even know that. That is unbelievable. No, I didn't know that. I don't know if anybody knows that. I mean, that's pretty good. That's really good. That is a great question. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Let me tell you, I'm barely just getting by today, all right? I'm trying to just get through today. There's no way I could have pulled that one off.
Torrey, with how much baseball is changing, I want to ask you about Luis Arraez for a contact hitter like him to lead the league. He walks more than he strikes out. What have been your impressions of the start of his career?
Yeah, he's a little bit of a throwback. We had some small discussions about him and how to defense him. And he's just a good baseball player. He's a good hitter. We kind of compared him to Raimel Tapia, who we have a lot of familiarity with, and that to me is a heavy compliment. You know, these are guys that put the barrel on the baseball. They don't strike out a lot, and there's a lot of action per at bat, and there's value in that. There's value in that because if you're a team full of very free swingers and they slug, this team likes to slug. That's part of their rapport. They need guys to get on base. So I think he fits into this program real well. So we've got our work cut out for us today.
You called him a throwback. Is there a little bit more of an extra appreciation you have as someone who's been around the game this long to see a player like him kind of come across players of his type, I guess I should say?
Yeah, I think so. I know the game's changed a little bit. I love crooked numbers. I love the 3-run home run. They get you right back in games. But yeah, I think Fletcher from the Angels comes to mind as well. Everybody appreciates the way they play the game and the sacrifice they made. It's not easy to do what they do, and they're not strong enough. I know Fletcher's probably not strong enough to drive the ball out of the ballpark, and he's doing what he can to help his team win baseball games, and I always appreciate that.
No imaging for Cattell still?
Cattell is getting imaging today.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, he is.
An MRI?
That would be an MRI, correct. No, we just want to get a baseline for how where he's at and how he's feeling. Last year there was a fairly similar situation, and we had him play through it. So I think we have a baseline as to what we will allow him to play through and not allow him to play through this time. In our conversations, he says it's far less affected than it was last year. So we want to get a baseline. We feel like with his challenges with his hamstrings over the past several years, the more information we get, the better decision we'll make moving forward.
What was the Bukowski's injury update again?
Yeah, Bukauskas threw a pen today. He should be throwing a live on Tuesday. So he's progressing quickly.
There have been any setbacks?
He had a little bit of a setback about 10 days ago with some hamstring tightness. So we just pulled him back, and it didn't send him back to the point where he was sat down. We just pulled back a day or two on his rehab process.
Tori, did you get an update on how the bullpen session for Dallas Keuchel went, working with Brent on Thursday?
I didn't get that information. I did not. I apologize. But, yeah, Dallas threw a bullpen yesterday. Strami was there, and I was unable to connect with Strami today.
And did Buddy's DH today, he's been playing both third and second.
Yeah.
Will you utilize him in both positions potentially, or he's working out at third?
Yeah, I know that, he's been having a terrific year offensively, defensively. He's made some huge adjustments and improvements. So I know he's been playing third and second, so he'll bounce between the two. I can't predict what it's going to be. I don't know yet. A lot of that will be contingent on how Cattell comes through. Buddy will eventually get on the field. I just want to let him get his first at-bats, and then we'll take it from there. For me, no, not right now. That's how I feel. Thanks, guys. Yep.
Maybe that question, I guess you had a lot of
that was good.